Welcome back to the Deep Dive. And I want you to just take a second, look at the date on whatever device you're listening on.
Right, it's February 7th, 2026.
February 7th. And if this stack of reports on the desk here is accurate, I mean, considering the sources, they almost certainly are. Historians are going to look back at last night, taken night, as the moment the world just snapped.
It sounds like hyperbole, doesn't it? But then you actually dig into the Taken game analysis, and especially the strategic breakdown from Taken Plus that dropped this morning, and the hyperbole starts to feel, well, justified. We're looking at a convergence.
It's a lot to process. I mean, we're talking about six massive breakthroughs all happening simultaneously. Yeah. It feels coordinated.
It does. That line between biological and digital that's been getting thinner for years, it didn't just blur last night. It pretty much evaporated.
So before we get lost in all the cool gadgets, and let's be honest, they're incredibly cool.
They are.
Let's frame the mission here for this deep dive. This isn't just a product review.
No, not at all. We need to understand the quantum leap, as the reports call it, in civilization that just happened. We're moving from a species that uses tools to one that's physically merging with its own infrastructure.
That is a heavy concept for the morning.
It is.
So let's break it down. We're going to talk about the end of digital loneliness, enhanced humans, and maybe why your next vacation might be in your living room. Let's start with the one that's just dominating all the feeds, Neuralink.
Specifically, the Symphony Protocol. This is the one that really changes the game.
Right, this was the showcase in Vegas.
Yeah.
And when you think about esports, you picture a certain vibe. Headsets, keyboards clicking, lots of shouting.
High energy, lots of noise, chaos.
Exactly. But the reports describe this event as silent.
Eerie is probably a better word. You had a five-person team on stage. No keyboards, no mice, no talking.
Just sitting there.
Yeah, completely still. If you didn't know better, you'd think they were meditating.
But on the big screen, they were just demolishing the competition. Perfect sync.
Because they weren't five individuals trying to talk to each other. They were a single super brain. That's what Symphony does. It's real-time, high-bandwidth consciousness sharing.
Okay, let's pause on consciousness sharing. Because that sounds like something straight out of sci-fi. What's actually happening? Are they reading each other's minds?
Functionally, yes, but it's more precise than just hearing thoughts.
Mm.
The specs here are just, they're terrifyingly impressive. Their reaction time dropped to under 1 millisecond.
1 millisecond. That's that's not possible, is it, for a person?
It's not. Not for the, you know, the wetware we're all born with.
The dialogical speed limit.
Exactly. Even an Olympian, you're looking at maybe 150, 200 milliseconds. The signal has to travel from your eye to your brain down your spine.
There's a delay.
A huge delay. And Symphony just bypasses it. It's a new OS layer, Neuralink OS, with quantum encryption. Data goes node to node, brain to brain.
So one player sees a threat and the other four just know it.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Instantly. Not because they were told, but because the data was written directly into their brain's processing centers.
For a gamer, that's the ultimate cheat code.
Yeah.
But, okay, let's do this. So what? Why does this matter to someone who's never touched a video game?
Because gaming is just the sandbox. It's the proof of concept. The Taken Plus analysis calls this the end of digital loneliness.
That's a powerful phrase.
It is. Think about surgery, a complex heart transplant. Right now, they have to talk. Scalpel, suction, there's friction.
Misunderstandings can happen.
Exactly. Language is slow, it's imprecise. With Symphony, the assisting surgeon could share the lead surgeon's tactile sense. They could literally feel the tension in the tissue.
Wow. Biological level coordination. You could use that for bomb disposal squads, engineering teams.
You remove the friction of language. You don't explain an idea, you transmit it.
But I have to imagine it's not all perfectly smooth. I mean, opening your mind up to four other people, that sounds
messy. It's extremely messy.
Right.
And the report calls this unconscious noise. All those stray thoughts we have. Did I leave the stove on? My nose itches.
So if I'm the surgeon and I start thinking about lunch, the whole team gets that. That seems like a huge flaw.
It is, potentially. Elon Musk says new AI filters will scrub that noise, basically decide what's a work thought and what's not.
But until then.
Until then, it requires immense mental discipline. And of course, there's the cost. The beta subscription is $1,000 a month.
Which creates a new class of professional, doesn't it?
It does. You're effectively paying rent to be a better human.
Okay, so speaking of paying to upgrade reality, let's shift from inside the mind to, well, what we see. The simulation theory just got a lot more plausible.
Thanks to a very strange pairing, Rockstar Games and Disney.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto and the House of Mouse. So let's start with GTA 6. They dropped a patch called God Mode.
Running on a new engine, Rage Next Gen 2.0.
The descriptions are wild. Real-time generative AI for textures. What does that actually mean? How is it different from the 4K graphics we have now?
So in a normal game, an artist makes a texture, like a brick wall, and that image is just pasted over and over. You can see the repetition.
Right, the same crack in the pavement on every block.
Exactly. Okay. With this, the AI generates the texture for the moment you look at it. The crack in the pavement is there because the AI simulated weather and traffic wear. It's unique.
So no two puddles reflect light the same way.
Ever. The report says nothing is repetitive. It's infinite novelty, just like the real world.
And the destruction physics. They're calling it molecular.
And it's not just marketing buzz. If you shoot a concrete wall, the debris falls with 100% physical accuracy based on density and angle. It's not a canned animation anymore.
And it's not just the world. It's the people in it. The NPCs.
They're powered by large language models now, with long-term memory.
Which is a little spooky.
It is. If you mess with a character, they remember you. A week later, they might run away from you. It mimics social consequence.
So is it even a game at that point?
The report argues, no, it's a life simulator. You could use it for architecture, for hyper-realistic driver's ed. The applications are huge.
But you need a monster PC for that, right? An RTX 6090.
For local processing, yes. But they've enabled cloud streaming. So your PS5 Pro or your Xbox Series X2 can stream it with zero latency.
It just turns your console into a window?
Window into a supercomputer, exactly.
Okay, so that's visual reality. But Disney is going after tactile reality with Magic Galaxy.
This is fascinating. It's a full haptic suit. And this isn't just a vest that buzzes.
Right.
It uses microfluidics and thermal layers. You feel wind, heat, cold. On a virtual Pirates of the Caribbean ride, you actually feel the spray of water on your skin.
Not because you're actually getting wet.
No, because the suit stimulates your skin to create the sensation of moisture.
And the price point is, what, $400 for a season pass?
Yeah, which is an amazing alternative to travel. Think about a family trip to Disney World. Flights, hotels, thousands of dollars.
This is $400 to feel it from your living room.
It shifts tourism from being place-based to experience-based. You get the sensation without the logistics.
Minds connecting, virtual worlds feeling real. But what about our actual physical homes? This brings us to Guardian X.
The Tesla and Boston Dynamics collaboration. We knew they were working on something.
But not this. A bipedal robot, Optimus Gen 3 AI core, for $9,900. I mean, that's nuts.
It's shockingly competitive, right? Cheaper than a used Honda Civic.
And it's not a toy. It can climb stairs, open locks, coordinate with your smart home.
But the big pitch is security. Predictive security.
Okay, what does that mean?
It analyzes behavior. It connects to neighborhood databases. It spots a car driving by too many times. It sees a threat before it happens.
And the numbers seem to back it up. In test neighborhoods, theft rates drop by 90%.
It's just logic. If you're a thief, are you going to hit the house with the agile AI robot that can run faster than you?
Probably not.
You move on to an easier target.
But it's not just a guard dog, is it? It's a lifestyle thing.
It is. A household helper. Moves furniture. Helps with elderly care. It's designed to be part of the family ecosystem.
Okay, but we have to ask the question. A robot with cameras and mics in your house watching your family, isn't that a massive Big Brother privacy nightmare?
It's the elephant in the room. The report says it has a privacy mode. In that mode, all data is stored locally, encrypted. No cloud connection unless there's an emergency.
So the promise is nobody at HQ is watching you eat your cereal.
That's the promise. But we know software. Bugs happen. The experts say owners need to learn manual override. You need to know how to physically shut it down. It's a new life skill.
Like changing a tire.
Or CPR, yeah.
So we've upgraded our homes and our games. But what about upgrading ourselves? This one, NeuroSpeed, this makes me a little nervous.
This is the big one. The FDA officially approved it. It's a nanostructure supplement from a company called Apex Human.
So is this just super caffeine? What are we talking about here?
No. And that's the key. It's non-stimulant. No jitters, no heart palpitations. It optimizes oxygen to your neurons. It greases the wheels of your thought process.
And what does that actually do for you?
The results are consistent. 6 hours of unwavering, deep flow state focus and a 30% increase in decision-making speed.
With no crash.
No crash, no addiction, no withdrawal.
6 hours of perfect focus for a student, a coder, anyone. That's a superpower.
It is, and that's where the workforce dynamic shifts. The report says we're seeing a divide. Enhanced humans versus normal humans.
Right. If we're both competing for the same contract, and I take NeuroSpeed and I'm working at 130% efficiency, I have a biological advantage.
Exactly. It forces your hand. You almost have to take it just to stay relevant. It's already becoming standard in Silicon Valley for coders and traders.
The Taken Plus analysis even says they're drafting new labor laws to protect enhanced employees.
Yeah, we're getting into weird legal territory. Can your boss require you to take it? If you're enhanced, can they demand higher output? It's a slippery slope.
But for you, listening right now, the takeaway is practical. For what the report calls grade A work, this is a legitimate tool on the table now.
And your competition is probably already using it. It's just another tool in the belt.
Okay, from our neurons all the way out to the solar system, the final breakthrough. MarsLink.
Elon Musk again. He unveiled the MarsLink protocol.
We've had internet in space. We've talked to rovers. What's the breakthrough?
Latency, the delay. A signal to Mars can take up to 20 minutes one way. You can't have a real-time conversation.
It's like playing a video game with a 20-minute lag. Impossible.
Exactly. MarsLink uses quantum entanglement and a layer of satellites to sync the signals.
Ah, the spooky action at a distance.
Basically, yeah. They've reduced the latency from 20 minutes to just a few seconds.
A few seconds. Wow.
Yes. 4K video streaming live from Mars is now possible.
But the big deal is the economics, right?
That's the real story. This allows direct remote control of mining robots on Mars from Earth.
So a guy in a cubicle in Nevada is driving an excavator on Mars.
In real time. And the money is falling. Companies using MarsLink have attracted 400% more investment already. Resource extraction on Mars is now an operational reality.
It's the infrastructure for a whole new economy.
The experts are calling it the start of galactic citizenship. It's the backbone.
Okay, let's take a breath here. We've covered a lot. Telepathic surgery, life sim games, robot guards, brain supplements, and MarsNet. It's a lot.
It is. But if you look at the synthesis from Taken Plus, you see the pattern. These aren't isolated events.
How do they connect? What's the thread?
Think about the combinations. This is where it gets wild. Combine Neuralink, the shared consciousness, with that GTA God mode simulation.
Okay.
You now have a parallel reality perfect for, say, trauma therapy or elite military training where the consequences feel 100% real, but you're safe.
Or combine NeuroSpeed with the Guardian X robots.
Right. You get a human workforce on cognitive supplements working alongside autonomous AI. That's a level of efficiency we've only ever seen in pure software.
Which leads to the core conflict the report identifies for the rest of this year.
The competition between enhanced humans and pure AI, that's the economy we're walking into. It's not man versus machine anymore.
It's man merged with machine versus machine.
And that's a sobering thought. Power isn't about owning data now. It's about processing speed and mental coordination.
Whether that speed comes from silicon or a chemically enhanced brain, The market doesn't care. It just wants the output.
Exactly.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? The Taken Plus analysis ends with a really provocative question, and I want to leave you with this.
We're entering an era where humans are no longer limited by time, by location, or by our own biology. Those constraints are just gone.
So the question is, if you could upgrade your biology tomorrow, take the supplement, get the chip to keep your job, Would you do it? Or would you stay natural and risk becoming obsolete?
The future isn't some distant thing anymore. It arrived last night.
Indeed. Focus on your AI management skills. Learn to work with these systems. Stay ahead of the curve. This has been The Deep Dive. See you in the future.